Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me is the president of the Sunrise Side Woodcarvers Association, Ray Matheson. How are you today, Ray?
Just fine.
Good. Glad to have you on the show today to talk about, well, it's coming around again. Your big Sunrise Side carving show is happening this weekend, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
From Saturday from 10 to 5 and Sunday 10 to 4.
And that's taking place at the community center there, right?
This is on Westmoreland Air Force Base.
Yeah, I think it's on Arrow Street there. You can't miss it. Just follow all the signs.
There's going to be a lot of signs.
Yeah, and it's going to be a fun event. A lot of carvers out there. Tell us about what people are going to see when they come out to the show this weekend.
Well, we do have a Facebook page that'll show a lot of our carvings.
Oh.
That's Sunrise Wood Carvers, Sunrise Side Wood Carvers.
Okay.
And that's kind of interesting. We have quite a few vendors that are selling different, you know, quantity items for carving, knives and so on, and magazines and books, and have two special carvers this year, happen to be members of our club. Charlie Flanders would be one. And,
Yeah, and is Gene Cotter the other one?
Gene Cotter,
yeah.
Yes. Yes, very good carvers.
Well, all right. Well, yeah, I've known Charlie for a long time when we used to come out and do the broadcast there. Charlie, it's nice to see that he's going to be one of those, carvers that are going to be featured.
Well, let me also thank WKJC and you, Kevin, for the extra promotion you've given us for many years. And the businesses in Tawas and Oscoda that have helped us every year too to our promotion. This is not a money making proposition at $2 of ticket at the doors, but we appreciate everything you folks have done.
Glad to do it. It's a wonderful event, and people need to come on out and see what you guys do with wood. It's more, and I think I say it every year, it's more than just duck decoys. You guys, it's amazing some of the things, and you really have to ask, is that really wood? Because it's amazing what you guys can do.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah,
yeah.
It's really, it's certainly a craft, and we're always welcome for new carvers,
okay.
Whether they are good carvers yet or whether they're starting out. We're glad to have a great bunch of, not guys, but
right.
We have women and men that will help them get through the tough part.
That's right. Now, you mentioned vendors, but also, those carvers are there. They're doing carving, so you can watch them actually creating something out there.
That's true, yes.
Yeah.
In my case, I talk too much. I don't get too much carving.
You do. Well, that's your job, to go around and talk. But then there's raffles, and there's some competitions, and there's even some things for the kids to do, right?
We soap carve with them.
Yeah.
Although we don't have very many. We do a lot of soap carving in the community at the different festivals.
Right.
So keeps us busy on the carving.
That's right. But you guys raffle off some of the things that the vendors have there, right? Some of the exhibitors?
Well, not too much.
Yeah.
Last year we carved a totem pole, if you probably remember.
Right, yeah.
And this year we have a tree that has different kinds of
birds.
Each member has carved a different bird. So it's fastened to that tree, and that'll be our raffle.
Oh, okay.
Item. I wanted something a little different this year. The totem pole came out nice, but this is kind of different too.
All right, yeah, because the theme this year is birds of all kinds, right?
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
Yep.
So come on out and see what it's all about. It's Saturday 10 to 5, Sunday 10 till 4, and again, it's at the Oscoda Community Center on the former Wurtsmith Air Force Base there.
Thanks again, Kevin.
Glad to do it. Glad to have you on the air. Ray Matheson, the president of the Sunrise Side Woodcarvers. And again, check out their Facebook page. So, and you said that's Sunrise Side Woodcarvers, and all they got to do is type that in and find your Facebook page.
Yes, it is. Yes,
very good. Otherwise, come on out and enjoy the show both days. Again, Saturday 10 till 5, Sunday 10 till 4, and again at the Oscoda Community Center on the former Wurtsmith Air Force Base, put on by the Sunrise Side Woodcarvers Association. Carving show this Saturday and Sunday. And the president there, Ray Matheson. Ray, thanks for joining us here for Michigan Sunrise Side Today.
And thank you again.